Yo.
You're listening to
No Mainstream
Talks.
One moment, please. Loading. In three, two, one. Starts now.
All right. We are officially on air, and this is New Mainstream Talks. We are back again. This is what? Episode 104. Back in the game, New Mainstream Talks on New Mainstream Radio, which is available on New Mainstream, the app. Again, New Mainstream is spelled N as in Nancy, U as in umbrella. Mainstream. New being like the kings and queens that you are. And I am the Phantom 336.
Smooth Black.
Here with my boy.
What up? What's good? I'm Kyron Scott. I'm here in the person.
Why are you talking like that?
I have no idea.
alter ego there.
Oh, this is what we do today? All right. Y'all know who I am, man. I'm JR, man. What the fuck is up, y'all?
You just came and killed it. Like, nah, we ain't doing that.
Oh, man.
So everybody have a good week?
Yeah. Pretty good. Decent week.
Nothing, you know.
Out here. Taking names and shit.
I like that. Taking names.
Kicking ass and taking names.
I'm about to say, what are we doing with the names, though? Just taking them? Just hoard them? Just keeping them?
Yeah, man. That's what's up. So I'll go ahead and get it started with the hot news off the new mainstream app, baby.
Yeah.
It looks like Diddy joins list of those aiming to purchase majority BET stake. I'm just reading a little bit. So Diddy is no stranger to involving himself in high power business moves as it relates to his sprawling entertainment empire. The mogul is reportedly setting his sights on purchasing a majority stake in BET, joining two other power players at the table, which is Byron Island and Tyler Perry. So what's y'all's thoughts?
Nice. I think I think Diddy can kind of add some flavor to that Byron and Tyler curve there.
Okay.
So it's a good thing though. So you know, Tyler can have the drama related series for the black women. Diddy can represent for the hip hop fans across the world. Also, you know, popular culture really. Not just hip hop now. So that's dope.
Oh yeah, I like the move. Like you said, definitely adds a little flavor in it. It was a little
flavor in your ear.
A little bland. Yeah. A lot of them didn't get the reference there. So, sorry, I got you. We here with it. I got
Luda
you.
Blair.
But yeah, definitely has a little flavor because that was looking a little bland over there. No offense. But yeah, I mean, I'm waiting. I can't wait to see who, you know, making the band part 7. Let's go, Diddy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
Let's go, Diddy.
Dylan.
No, it's JR,
and
Dylan.
Man, hopefully, if they do it, man, I want to do like a Bad Boy, like behind the scenes, like documentary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I actually always appreciate a good Bad Boy documentary.
I can't
more so the ones that be about Diddy, because that boy, he ain't too far off from Kanye as far as like that energy and that just...
He'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
Diddy be all over, like, what are you doing here? What? Look, and then he... speaking of Kanye, you know a commercial also popped back up the other day on my newsfeed? Remember the joint he did with Kobe?
Oh, man.
But are you the same animal in a different beast? The fuck are you talking about, Kobe Bryant? Diddy be on some shit like, he's like, what?
Yeah, man.
Shout out to them, man.
Shout out to Diddy. Shout out to Bad Boy. Shout out to New York, Harlem, Bed-Stuy.
Marcy.
Yeah, man.
Marcy, son.
Not saying.
That's what's up, man. What else we got out there?
Breakout star of 2023. I know her by name. I've never listened to any of her music. Ice Spice.
Oh, Ice Spice.
Yeah. She gets a big co-sign from fellow New York rapper Nicki Minaj.
There we go.
Who lauded her recent Days magazine cover. She's like the princess of rap right now. Princess Diana, princess of rap, blue, blue, blue. You know, that's what the queen.
So Ice Spice is the princess of rap.
I guess right now. So she's claiming she's like, you know, it's princess. Okay. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I ain't got much to say because I don't listen to Ice Spice.
I don't either.
And I don't feel like I know anyone else who does. That being said, maybe I'm out of the demographic.
I think we definitely are. We're not her target audience.
So yeah. So, I mean, Glorilla ain't got more buzz than Ice Spice.
I thought Glorilla might have more buzz than Ice Spice.
I don't listen to her either.
I don't either. You know,
we are the wrong people to talk about.
Yeah, we are.
But. I know music. I know hip hop.
Right.
And, all right. So, why though did Nicki co-sign her?
I don't know. I guess she's making those moves. Okay. That Winston brings up a good question.
Okay.
Is the co-sign important now in hip hop?
Okay. So. First, I'm going to talk specifically about this case, I guess.
Okay.
Right? And I don't think anybody gives a fuck about this particular co-sign. I'm sorry.
I'm with you. Nothing against either one. Nothing against Nicki or Ice Spice, but it's just like, all right.
I mean, Nicki is a legend. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. She's a legend. She's probably a GOAT to some, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great, wonderful career, and I say had, not like it's over for her, she can never make another hit song, but I'm just saying that time period where she was it is definitely, it's over.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, whenever Nicki, she don't have that same respect or caliber as Dre whenever he co-signed Kendrick, or Jay whenever he co-signed J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To where it's like, okay, you got a co-sign from now. Let me see what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Rhapsody got one from Dre, too.
Well deserved, right? Then we have to be, okay, is it a gender thing? Because we respected those co-signs. Why we don't respect this one? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Gender does play a little bit of a role into it. Because, let's be honest, and no offense to ladies in hip-hop, most men don't listen to y'all.
This is true.
Most men do not listen to y'all. It's not for a lack of talent or anything like that. It's just your subject matter doesn't appeal to us. It doesn't appeal to us. So, therefore, we don't listen to it as much or as deeply as women do. So,
all right. So, the women that are listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's the same thing. It's the same effect as NBA versus WNBA, right?
Yeah, it's one of those where it's one of those things where NBA, we arguing all night long. LeBron, MJ, all night long. You say WNBA around women, who?
Yeah.
Who? Women, but the women are jumping the NBA conversation though.
They know
and argue with us, but they don't know.
They don't know
or want to argue about that. It's almost like.
So are the women fans not contributing on an important a level to where the respect is demanded?
Women don't get into it as deeply as we do.
Okay,
and they don't look at it like fan wise. They don't look at it so much as competitively.
We need a woman in the building.
We do.
If you're listening to this and you would like to join us,
please,
and revisit this conversation, that would be super great and appreciated. All right. But other than that, let's take women out of the equation. Overall, co-signing, does it matter now in 2023?
It depends on who you are.
All right,
and who's co-signing you?
All right, if somebody was a co-sign right now, who would we want to hear a co-sign from that would make us go and listen to a younger artist?
For me, if
such and such said this guy was hot, we would be like, all right, I think I need to give him a listen.
Okay.
For me, it'd probably have to be somebody like Cole, somebody like that.
Okay.
Like somebody I actually listen to. So So it's like, all right, if he's saying he's nice, then he probably is. Let me go check him out.
Okay. That's fair. That makes sense. So if Drake co-signed somebody?
If Drake co-signed somebody, see, that's one of those where I listen to Drake, but then Drake has that other side where I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. You can't be like totally sure.
It's like, I'll give it a listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to be sure, but I'm not going into it as confident.
It's valid though, because you're gonna at least go and listen. Yeah, that's all the cosign. Yeah.
I'm not gonna go into it as confidently.
Okay. So Drake is relevant enough to cosign somebody.
Oh yeah.
J. Cole is relevant enough. I mean, I assume since them two are Kendrick
yeah.
Although I think that J. Cole cosign holds more weight, bro. Than the other two.
I would say so.
His might have a little bit more impact.
More impact, Kendrick's?
Over them just based on if a rhymer like J. Cole dude's nice.
Yeah. I was just saying
yeah.
With Kendrick, he the only reason I listen to the rest of his squad.
Mm. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's normally how it is. And a lot of rap.
And
groups.
They were dope as shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But if it wasn't for Kendrick.
Yeah. So he introduced me to TDE.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And for some people, it probably was the other way around. But for me, I like Kendrick. And then I was like, yo, what's up with these other dudes? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I guess it's valid then. All right, cool.
Okay.
Anybody else outside of them? Because they like the top three as far as.
I mean, obviously you still have, like, you know, Snoop, Dre, the obvious names, of course.
Yeah.
Outside of them,
I don't know if I would care if Snoop co-signed somebody. But maybe I would listen. So back where we were.
Snoop can talk you into doing anything, bro. Snoop is the coolest
ever walked
on the planet.
Yeah.
Snoop has lived 8 lives, all right?
Yeah.
Like, and so Snoop's like, yo, you should go listen to this. Even if it's not hip hop, you should go listen
to
this.
Gotta be wanting to go buy a pair of Skechers and shit.
Skechers
and Coronas.
Yep. Hey. Yeah, man. I don't think the cosign is as important as it was back in the day.
Oh, no,
but I'll throw this caveat out there. There's not a lot of rap groups like it was back where you had like one major rapper, then he had a crew, then you go listen to the crew. It's like R&B. Like there's no R&B groups anymore.
Right.
So it's the same thing. So I think the cosign is less important because everybody's a solo mission.
A single artist.
Yeah, it's a single artist.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? But, personally, if Busta Rhymes co-signs somebody, I'm going to check them out. Andre 3 Stacks co-signs somebody.
Yeah.
And I think those type of artists who you don't hear about a lot, but they got so much weight in the game and you respect it so much as an artist.
What's his name? Toby Najwa, right?
Okay, yeah.
He got the co-sign from Dave Chappelle and Erykah Badu. And I think that helped him out as far as, you know, people started going watching his videos and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a bunch of sleepers out there who if they put their name on something, it might,
I got two. I got two.
All right.
Mos Def and Quali. If either one of them says
somebody's a go.
I'm going.
Right.
I'm going. He's gone.
I'm going.
I feel that.
Not so much with Ty Lib for me, but Mos Def.
Oh, yeah, Mos Def for sure.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I was, like, when Ty Lib was doing his thing, I was a big fan.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, Mos Def, I just, you know, I'm all about that creativity.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah.
And then one more, of course, I said my lyrical goal last time. If Lupe says go, bet.
You know what? If Lupe calls
somebody, I'm going to give him a listen. Like, this dude's gotta be nice.
Because
if you're not, I'm going to tell you.
If Lupe. But, yeah, if Lupe did something.
How often does an artist co-sign someone of equal or greater talent?
Ooh. I feel like that's hard because once they co-sign, the expectations.
Then you have a bar to live up to.
Expectations already shoot through the roof, and it's like,
so I felt like Lil Wayne did it with Drake, right?
Yeah.
he was the GOAT at the time.
Yeah.
And he hired the next GOAT.
Yeah.
How often does that shit happen?
It doesn't happen often. It doesn't happen often.
Not a lot.
That might be the only. And he hired the female GOAT.
Yeah. He sure did.
He did.
He didn't want to work no more. For real. Yeah, that's a good. That's a good analogy, man. That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. Mm.
Yeah.
Cause I can't. I can't really think of any. Cause
cosigns. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
What about Dre did it?
Dre did.
Yeah. Dre cosine M. M cosine 50.
50. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Yeah, they. Yeah. They. And then they did.
50 made the mistake of cosine G unit. Jesus Christ.
Was they really that bad? Did you like? You didn't like G unit?
They were.
I like Lloyd Banks. That was it.
They were what they were though.
That was it.
Ooh.
Young Buck was.
I like Young Buck's first album was nice.
It was I liked it.
G Unit was just like, but 50. So I lied. 50,
Yayo fucked it up for
50
me.
50 was like,
Yayo fucked it up.
50 was a great artist in the sense of that first album whenever it dropped. Yeah. It was undeniably fucking hot. Yeah. And there was no way he could fucking top that.
No. Yeah.
But technically, as a rapper, I never felt like he was like,
No.
A dope rapper.
No,
but he's
never.
A dope. His persona was dope as an artist.
That's why he could only give us.
You know what I'm saying? And it's the same with G Unit.
Yeah,
them as a team was like, oh, that was a dope movement that they had. Like, honestly, also like Dipset. Like, at the end of the day, there was a dope ass team, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Dipset was dope, but we all knew who the man was.
Right. Cam. Cam was the man.
Killer Cam was the man.
But yeah. So, I mean, in that instance, 50 is Cam and G Unit is Dipset. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, 50 except 50 only, to me, only had one good album.
I'll say he had two.
Okay, I'll give you two.
Because for me, I'll say Get Rich or Die Trying was a great album.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great album.
And then, what was it next? Was it Massacre?
I believe it was
Massacre. Massacre was decent. Like it was I'll say good. Like on the lower end of good.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just like, you know.
But you can't give me You Got Shot 9 times for 6 albums, bro. I can't.
Yeah. But
sorry, 50. I need something else.
The persona, the artistry.
Business
behind
it. Bro, the marketing of it.
That's what sold it.
He turned this shit into a movie. I mean, come on, bro.
Power moves, bro.
Like, bro, listen. When I was on deployment, you know what song I played every single fucking morning?
What?
Miniman. Every single morning.
Man.
Every single morning. Just to remind myself, hey, bro.
It's real out here.
Yeah. Listen. Like, every single morning.
That would be the song I would not want to listen to.
Listen, every morning,
you should have put on Happy by Pharrell or something.
No, like, dude. Listen, Happy wasn't out yet.
Oh. Yeah, well, I guess you're right.
Happy wasn't out yet. I don't think anybody going to be skipping around in the M5 in 130-degree weather talking about I'm happy. No, bro. No, it's a lot of motherfuckers that want to kill me, all right? Yeah. Just got to remind yourself of it every morning.
Yeah. Man.
That's deep.
That is, man.
Yeah.
My roommates hated that shit. They're like, yo, turn that shit off, bro.
They did not want to think about that shit, bro.
Like, I'm here, ain't I?
Yeah. Hey, listen, they try to get you too, motherfucker. <You're right. laughs> What you mean?
Yeah,
they try to get us.
That opens up another discussion,
okay,
too.
What you got?
Bro, you just making my brain. Like, so then you look at the top guys, well, mostly guys,
mm-hmm.
The top guys out of a label or out of a camp.
Okay.
Their second in command never really pushes the envelope.
Because they get sun.
You think so? They get sun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we all know with Rockefeller, right?
Yeah.
Well, nobody trying to.
Jay was trying to bring Memph up under him, right?
Yeah.
And he was saying he was going to be next and all this other stuff. I mean, as good of a gesture as it was, it just was never going to happen because Jay got here, too big, man. Like,
I got you. I think a lot of times it happens when the next artist is not different.
Right.
Enough.
And, I mean, shoot, Nas and AZ, right?
Yeah.
Like, AZ is just as good as Nas, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, when we talk about the skill of rapping
yeah.
and just murder tracks, bro. Yeah. Like, AZ was dope as shit. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But Nas had the it factor along with the dope ass lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and you just get sunned, man. You know, like
it just happens. You know what? And the thing is, it's not necessarily a bad thing, especially when it's like when one of the greats. It's not just like somebody's all right and he brought you up. It's one of like if it's a J, Nas. It's like that. It's just not like it's like everybody saying, "Oh, well, he's not Jordan." Nobody's Jordan, like, motherfucker. Yeah. Like,
nobody else on Dog like, Pound can do what Snoop do. Nope. Nobody else in Junior Mafia is gonna be able to do what Big doing.
Nope. You know, nobody in D12 can do what M did. Nobody in G Unit can do what 50 did.
Nobody in B2K can do what Omari with the icebox and shit.
Bro,
they couldn't dance like that nigga, man.
I don't remember B2K outside of Marion.
Look, like, see, you were a little fizzle. See, you lucky because you were older. You older than me. Yeah. God, be glad. Be so glad.
Was they like that?
Man, they were on every girl's bedroom wall.
You old enough to remember Backstreet Boys and shit?
The main poster I remember. Look,
Black Backstreet Boys, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time you went into a girl's bedroom, you see that stupid poster with one of them like with their hand on his cheeks underneath the other with legs. Right. And like, they like had some kind of B2K sandwich thing.
God forbid the fucking, what was the first song? Grind On Me video. Come on, while you sitting there. Look, these niggas got their shirts off and shit. My girlfriend at the time got a nerve to poke my stomach. I said, bitch, you crazy as hell. I was like, really? Really?
But yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, shit. You get sun. Like, I mean.
You get sun.
Who, what other group we got?
I mean,
all right, Wu-Tang might did it the best as far as like,
but
at the end of the day, Meth was the son of that group at the time when they were out. But everybody basically kind of held their own, maybe except for you guy and Master Killer. They were kind of less famous than the rest of them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But Raekwon held his own.
Oh, yeah.
RZA, of course.
Because, I mean, with them, you think Wu-Tang, you think Wu-Tang.
You think,
it isn't it didn't just, Method Man.
Like, one person don't come to your mind.
Yeah, it's the whole group.
And that's dope and crazy they actually were able to pull that off because I can't think of any other group where you don't. Jackson 5, we immediately, Mike. Michael Jackson. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Like, lead singer, of course. He's the only nigga voice you heard on the record.
At the end of the day, like they distributed that
what they
fame
did, they let, not
pretty
even,
equally.
Not even just the fame. They allowed each, like, even on the albums, even on the tracks, they did the way they did the beats. They allowed everybody to be themselves. It wasn't just, okay, we're doing a song about this, so you got to square peg around all this motherfucker.
Right, yeah.
It's like, nah, here's where we at. Put it however you want.
Right.
I would say ODB was probably bigger than personality-wise than Meth.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Because, listen, ODB wasn't known for his lyrics. ODB was known for the personality. That's
exactly
what he was.
Like, ODB actually, in some respects, was ahead of his time.
He was way ahead of his time.
ODB was an entertainer.
If you think about the way these rappers are now and the way ODB was back then, like, he didn't give a fuck about lyrics. It's about the vibe, and he about the wild out comedic shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely on the drugs already.
Yeah.
But, like, ODB, he's at his top singing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, hey.
Yeah, these motherfuckers would love him right now over some trap beats.
Oh, my God. He would kill it, bro. Rest in peace, ODB. Man.
ODB, man. Yo.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I guess Wu-Tang is the undeniable group that did never fit
and
in anything.
I guess only
Wu-Tang
other one
is probably the greatest group to ever come out of hip hop, undeniably.
Yeah.
And the legacy is still alive. You can't even kill it, bro.
No, you can't.
Like, it's like That Wu-Tang symbol band is forever. It's forever. Wu-Tang forever. God damn, them boys is marketing.
But listen, I ain't gonna hold you. The only other group that I can say that it kind of worked out that way, it was a much smaller group. Outkast,
of course.
That's the only other one.
Yeah.
And so I really felt like Dungeon Family could legit compete with Wu-Tang, but they didn't stay together long enough and like create that Southern version of that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I true. Felt like they were basically the Southern version of.
Oh, yeah.
Like what Wu-Tang was, you know? Oh,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, look, especially they fuck around, get CeeLo, get to singing,
right?
Yeah, that nigga can actually sing.
Yeah.
I was a big Goody Mob fan, so
nigga, what? Yeah,
bro. That soul food,
bro.
Oh man, yo, Tundra Family is dope, bro.
Yeah, bro, they was dope.
Yeah, I might have to listen to them like all week or some shit.
Sleepy Brown and them, dog.
Motherfucking Sleepy.
Yeah, they was dope, man. Mm-hmm. Do you think that type of entourage can exist today, or is this just too solo?
So,
because you got like Griselda is probably
I think it can.
Yeah,
honestly, that's also kind of like what we're doing with the Nubian Collective.
Mm-hmm.
Shameless plug, but no, like for real though, we come together as artists and like create just music. You know what I'm saying? Like, and allow everybody to kind of like fit in the box where they fit in.
Right.
But I do think there's room for it. I think in some ways we might be hungry for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, you know, my bad, that's my ring. Somebody's somewhere near the place. But yeah, so I think like, music is so single driven, it's commercialized, and it's like this factory style package presentation that we have going on right now.
Right.
And that the soul is hungry. The soul is going to want more. You know what I'm saying? At some point in time. And to be honest, music always takes its transition but in all genres.
Yeah.
Even back when there was jazz and you got into swing and bebop and all this other shit, and then it got simplified and then motherfuckers moved on to like blues and R&B or whatever the case may be until we get here at hip hop. Mm-hmm. And we even had it in our generation with fucking snap music.
Yeah.
Which at the end of the day, when you really think about it, was basic ass packaged shit for us to dance to.
Yeah.
Basic as fuck.
Yeah. And basic
kind of is stupid in its ways, but it also resonates with our youth, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I ain't trying to get on nobody for what they make, but I'm just saying, like, the soul eventually becomes hungry. Like, it's going to come back around where they're going to, you know, want want more from an artist in general. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like it could, but I also feel like it can't. There's definitely room for it, like you said. Like,
yeah.
I mean, people want that. Clearly, just the feedback, you know, y'all been getting. So I mean that speaks for itself, but then also at the same time when you look at it, hip-hop is, while it's lost some of its competitiveness in terms of like talent and everything, it's competitive in terms of money and what you can get. So the more you're getting means the less I'm probably getting,
right?
Not even so much the less that I'm getting, but I could get some more of what you're getting.
Right.
So, yeah, you could come, like, that's basically what happens. Most of these groups, these little groups are, you know, it'd be one person, but it'd be six other people behind the scenes. They break up because, all right, I'm the star, I'm getting money, everybody else is eating too, but then he wants a little more.
Right, right.
Mm. Whether it's he wants just more shine,
or he
wants more money, he wants more, everybody wants more of something. Yeah. So then they're like, nah, I got to get away from you so I can go get my own. So it's, and while like I said, there's space for it and people want it.
Yeah.
It's a matter of how long are they going to stay together?
How long can you stay together? Because the market is so competitive money-wise. I get what you're saying.
Like I said, there's space for it, but it's just a matter of who's going to sustain it.
Yeah.
That's why a group like Black Eyed Peas don't exist anymore.
No.
Well, you got LMFAO.
Shit, even they broke up.
Yeah, we know. Right? Yeah. I was about to say, where they at?
Okay.
I mean, in most cases, groups do break up. I'm just like, I think the longevity piece is
it's not as long as
it used to be that they stay together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Wu-Tang probably might have the crown for staying together the longest.
Yeah. Like, really? They never really broke up.
Matter of fact, you know another group just popped in my head?
Who?
Lox.
The Lox, yeah. They've been together for a long time.
Yep.
And they seem to have a camaraderie between them where they understand.
Yeah, everybody understands
business
their role.
Versus friendship and, you know, the art of it all and all that.
They understand their role. Sheik Luch, he's perfectly fine with being the background guy.
Right, right.
He's perfectly fine with that. While Jada, Jada just wants to spit bars. And P, he's going to smoke.
And talk shit.
And between the two of them, whoever steps out in front at that particular moment
is the one that gets it.
That's the guy. Granted, when you think the locks, the face that usually pops up is Jada's, but still, when you think locks, you don't think locks and not think of all three of them.
Right.
Jada's the first one that comes to mind, but you immediately.
P.
And P.
Immediately.
Everybody else is like, oh, yeah, him, and then who else?
Same with Ghetto Boys. When you think of Ghetto Boys, you think of Scarface.
Yep. Right.
Even though Willie D and Rest in Peace Bush would be on Big Mike, but.
Right.
Big Mike's not dead, but.
Bushwick,
rest in peace. But it's the same thing. So yeah, it's a different dynamic. I'm with you though. I think it's time. Like, I'm looking for more collectives.
To come out.
You know what I'm saying? Just to do something different. Meaning that you can have a group together, but then if you like X, Y, and Z, that person gives it to you. You can get that. But when they come back together and form Voltron, it's something different.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I ain't gonna lie. You know what I like, and I think was I don't know if it dropped last year or the year before that. I like seeing artists that are similar but different at the same time, like Silk Sonic.
When you
you mash that, come on, man.
Bro, they
like undeniably.
Like, come on, bro. Like,
that's a dope album.
they are just
like,
dope.
Shit like that. Yeah. I mean, like hip hop, only thing with hip hop, it's too many styles that are alike want to come together.
Okay.
Because like we constantly see the Drake and Future mixtapes. How about we get this person from this end of the spectrum to work with this one? Let's put that together and see what happens.
I mean, I think there's plenty of room for us to make hip hop more interesting. Like, of course, live instrumentation in the production as well as on stage. I think that adds more flavor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it definitely does.
And more theatrics, right? Not the same. Can you think of a theatric that's not the same as every other fucking artist we've seen? You know? Like, we got enough of the twerking. We got enough of pouring drinks on girls. We got enough of whatever. All of the typical ass shit. Like, you know, come out in fucking cowboy suits and goddamn have a shootout
on stage.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Just something different as far as theatrics and visuals to happen while these artists present themselves, I think would add a little more flavor to the to the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because performance, they've definitely gotten to be pretty much all the exact same.
Very predictable.
I don't know if it was intentional. I'm not sure if it was a skit or whatever, but what's the dude's name? Duck Deuce, whatever. I can't remember the dude's name. You watch wrestling. He 3D'd the dude on stage. Like, I don't know if it was stage or like a stand man on the stage. My man Cloud, I'm like, yo.
Hey, that's a good, yo. I think cats need to watch wrestling. you think I'm,
bro?
I mean,
that's a good point. Yeah.
I'm not saying get all super, you know, like that, but just
come
but
out just, oiled up. And
yeah,
no, like,
don't do that.
Nah,
don't do that. But we just saying, God, please don't.
Oh, what?
But I'm just saying, like, just to, like, all right, yo, that would be an idea. Because a lot of, I don't know if y'all know, a lot of y'all fans still watch wrestling. Okay. So if you want to get them, like, pull them into the show some more.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, man. Theatrics, work, musicianship, because this is still music, right?
Yeah.
So just, I mean, it's a lot of ways you can flip those simple samples into a live performance other than just having a DJ. We appreciate DJs, but I'm just saying, everybody got a fucking DJ. And sometimes they don't even have that. It's just playing music out of the speakers and you just
walking around.
Got your hand all over the mic, mumbling your lyrics and shit. Give me a little mo. You know what I'm saying?
We just want something different. That's it.
Give us
some variety, man. I promise you. I guarantee you. You do it. I promise you. Watch what the fuck happened, bro. You got it. Like, that's
Hammer did it.
Man. And you know what? As much shit as people talk about Hammer, Hammer was that motherfucker.
Was that nigga, bro.
Like, bro. Okay, this nigga had his own dance. He had his own pants. He had a cartoon. He had commercial deals with Taco Bell, Pepsi. Pepsi was big shit back then too.
Yeah,
had like you. Everything British was Knights. Coming his way, bro.
British, yeah, yo, yeah, yeah, British Knights.
But, yeah. God, he was willing to get out there and do that damn typewriter across the goddamn baseball fields and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck it. The whole field, too. I'm going to have to stab
him. Field, boy.
Yeah, man. But all he was just, you know what? His influence is James Brown.
Right.
But yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I'm saying. Pool. All right. Okay. So we sampling old records, right, in rap music. Right. For the most part. Yeah. You know. I mean, other than when your producer make a trap beat, a lot of these songs that you have samples in it from fucking 60s, 70s, 80s, and now the 90s also, and like, you know, just wherever you're pulling it from.
Yeah.
You could study the artist that made that shit dope. And incorporate some of that into your shit.
Cause they already
But I think rappers, sometimes we had this problem. We just want to be so fucking cool all the time.
Oh, big facts. Big facts. Cause I'm trying to big facts. Cause I'm trying to tell you. First off, you a producer. You goddamn know. You know when you pick a sound, when you pick a sample, when you hear, oh, they going crazy when they hear this shit,
right? Because
you know it's going to click immediately. So if you hear a James Brown sample and it automatically clicks, but then you tie in some other James Brown shit into it, they gonna be like, oh, this nigga crazy,
right?
That shit, y'all, I'm gonna tie this James Brown shit in here, but then I'm still gonna be trapping like a motherfucker, be cool. She's like, what? No.
Yeah, like go ahead and wiggle your feet and you
do something. Like,
put the cape on and shit.
That's I ain't gonna lie. That's why I like my man Anderson Paak. That motherfucker goofy as hell.
Yeah.
That nigga is goofy as shit.
Nah, Anderson Paak, he a real performer, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like,
performer. Yeah, he will clown. Yeah. He does not care.
Yeah. Kendrick, true performer. I like because you technically don't got to do the most, but you can tell he cares about the performance. He's going to give you something.
Yep. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. The best Grammys performance I remember, I can think of for a long time, was him and Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons.
That was dope. Yeah.
Bro. Had the whole place rocking. Taylor Swift front row.
Yeah.
Like, that was real dope.
Like that shit. Come on, man.
I remember that one too.
That was a great one. Yeah.
But yeah. And I think my boy Kanye, he puts on good performances.
Oh, yeah.
He cares about the visuals and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And the way it's presented. And, I mean, it's a few, you know what I'm saying? But they lean mostly on the R&B and pop side.
Yep. Yeah, it's not.
You know?
Yeah, where it's okay, because that's where it's okay to be trying to be different and break the mold and all that. Hip hop, you got to stay in this lane. If you go anywhere outside this lane, they're gonna look at you crazy.
Yeah. But there was an era though in rap that cats did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, how you think? Look at Busta.
That's who I was thinking of. Perfect. Yeah.
Look, Busta, Three Stacks,
like, Missy.
Like,
Common was weird for a while. Remember?
Yeah. Electric Circus, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Circus Mama. What in the world? Okay. Yeah.
That Erykah Badu.
I was thinking, we have, bro.
Man, we ain't going to talk about that. We're going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to get the hex. I'm good.
Man, I'm trying to meet her. But anyway.
We all trying to meet her. I just ain't trying to get hex. You feel me? I ain't.
Me.
Like, I have not seen the Phantom. I'm be in there making all kinds of weird music, bro.
Like, what the hell?
Seances
making
and
beautiful,
shit.
Like, beautiful music together. But
oh shit!
I hate these motherfuckers.
Yeah, but it's sort of man. I just hope it comes back to that. Really, I do.
I do.
Like you said, it's a need for it, man.
And it is, man. I've been hungry for a long time, bro. I mean,
I don't know, man. Like, I ain't trying to brag on the rappers, but, dude, like, you just can't stand on stage walking back and forth spitting your rhymes. Like, it gets boring after a while. Unless you're one of the greats, and then with the greats, it's a nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But even then, so, like, this show that I want to catch, which is Nas performing with Symphony. He's been kind of like, it's been a thing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, I would love to see that shit. Like,
I'm sure, you know, I'm sure that'd be crazy. But like you said, like, it's a nostalgia thing. Like, you know who, like, I always thought, like, he was just too cool to, like, try and be extra hype? Jay.
Jay.
Right.
His whole career. When have you ever seen Jay show any type of real energy on a stage? Yeah. Never. Jay is all.
Yeah. But you know what? So cool, it's this one performance with him in like a art gallery in New York. And he's just on top of like some kind of white podium. And it's very intimate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was its own vibe. You know what I'm saying? It ain't saying you can't you can be cool and still pull some shit off.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just try
to think outside of this box of just basicness.
Getting on stage and walking back and forth with the mic in hand.
Yeah.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, you know whose performance I don't even really necessarily like the song, but they go crazy when the song plays and he puts on a hell of a show when he does his damn song.
What?
Shaq West. Mo Bamba. You ain't ever.
I don't know.
Fucking, what's the damn song?
Shaq West. I've heard the name.
I got hoes.
Oh.
They
I do like that song, bro.
Insane. Nah.
I fuck with that song.
Bro. I do. Look, I fuck with that song too, but like not like that. Like if I hear, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, but
bro, like the song really ain't that good. But goddamn, listen, bro, any it don't matter where that song play,
bro. I've been wanting our band to perform that on some rock shit and just mosh pit the fuck out on that bitch, bro. Like,
I'm down.
That
we got to find the right place to do this shit. Yeah. Like, bro, do not let me go to one of them goddamn white events where they have mud and shit, bro.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you.
Doing that song.
It was, I saw a clip of him doing that at some festival, bro. Crowd was standing there silent. All of a sudden, they heard the doo-doo-doo, and it just went up. Water bottles, towels.
See?
And then all of a sudden, here he come on stage, and it just...
Yo, the funny thing is, when I first heard that song, I was like, what the fuck is this?
I heard it on 2K, and I'm like, turn this shit off, bro. What is this?
And I do not know how or when, but I love that song, bro.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it, so I heard it at a party, and everybody went fucking crazy. Yeah, I
saw some YouTube shit. I was like, what is this?
Yo, let's go.
Yeah, they vibe, bro. Yeah, look, man.
You know who let us on? White people.
Oh, yeah.
They love this.
Oh, yeah. You know, they ready to wild out, bro.
Boy. Yeah. Don't let them be drunk. Oh, my God. That is the funniest shit ever.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
shit.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
All right, man. We really got into that conversation.
We did. We did.
So,
what's up, man?
With that, I think that's a good place to end it. Y'all, hopefully we got artists out there who's kind of listened to our suggestions. Take it or leave it, because you are your own artist and you present how you present and all that. This is just us shitting out ideas and what we want to see. Anyway, with that being said, we're going to conclude New Mainstream Talks. Make sure you download that app or visit our website. Listen to New Mainstream Radio.
Yeah.
And make sure that you follow us as well. You can follow me at DAFANTOM336. That's the Phantom 336.
Go ahead. Duh. That's dope. Yeah, you can follow me at Black Verse Kai, BLKVERSEKY.
Yes, sir. And you can follow me everywhere at JRORPAP. Yes, sir.
Dope.
And so my bad. I found my phone. But yeah, that's it right there. That's New Mainstream Talks. All right.
All right.
Yeah.